what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
What are they? Any photoshopping today, Lee, in the Telegraph?
Sadly, no.
Oh, we're disappointed. We love photoshopping funny faces on people.
Yeah, we do. It's great. Yeah. But in Daily Telegraph today, a bit more of a serious story. Sugar and Vice is the headline there. Ruthless crime bosses are grooming young women to smuggle drugs into music festivals, preying on girls with clean records and luring them with the promise of a quick profit paid on the night. As well as that, New South Wales Labor in new race row. New South Wales Labor is engulfed in another bitter race row over a union-backed plan to roll its only Chinese-Australian politician. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, there is no cover-up, says Michaelia Cash. Federal Minister Michaelia Cash is fighting another court order to give evidence on union raids. Open your books. Big firms facing tax blitz is another headline there. Major Australian firms would be treated like tax-dodging multinationals and forced to open their books under sweeping reforms to Australia's tax system recommended by a powerful economics committee. Very interesting. And kidnapped in Colombia before dying in a Sydney cell. 2 weeks ago, Sydney property developer Dimitrios Mavris was kidnapped and rescued in one of Colombia's most dangerous drug trafficking hubs. 8 days later, he was arrested by Australian federal police officers at the Sydney airport. And by Friday last week, the 48-year-old was found dead in a Surry Hills jail cell.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Locally with you, it's all about the weather today. Jeez, I tell you what, I've never read a gale warning out for winds for 45 knots. That is amazing.
That is amazing. Really
it
is.
It sure is. And sad news through from Coffs about the fatality we spoke about earlier on the week. A truck driver's been charged.
That's exactly right. That crash involved two cars and a truck. A 43-year-old woman from Sandy Beach passed away in that crash. And, 69-year-old man has now been charged with dangerous driving charges. And he's facing court, released on bail, facing court on June 25. So more info at that stage.
All right. Thank you, Lee. You're toddling off down the hallway. Now, we've got the new equipment in. We've had a bit of a rough start, but these guys are geniuses. And cut them some slack because we've got the latest technology going through a panel that I think the Wright brothers used on their plane. So there's been a few issues, but anyway, how are you going in the newsroom? You've been okay?
Yeah, it's been a couple of changes, but I've got off lightly in terms of changes compared to you guys.
You're rotten so-and-so. Good on you. All right, you toddle off down the hallway. Lee, coming back in about 6 minutes' time here on Triple M.